Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the entrepreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with John Peltier, the founder and CEO of Margarita's Mexican Restaurant. And Margarita's Mexican Restaurant has become an experience warmly embraced by people looking for a place to visit, as well as a place to enjoy delicious Mexican food. And we're going to talk to John about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing: helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities, or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the entrepreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with John Peltier, the founder and CEO of Margarita's Mexican Restaurant. Margarita's Mexican Restaurant has become an experience warmly embraced by people looking for a place to visit, as well as a place to enjoy delicious Mexican food. Hey John, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Good. Hi, Marty. Thanks a lot for inviting me. How you doing today?
It's our pleasure, John. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning, John?
I'm calling from Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Oh, nice. It's a beautiful time of year to be in New Hampshire, isn't it?
It's probably been one of the best weeks of maybe the decade.
That's fantastic, yeah. My family used to visit New Hampshire, you know, growing up, and I was called it like a secret place, you know, that a lot of people don't know about, but it really is. It's such a beautiful state. I thought we could start off, maybe you can describe the history of Margarita's Mexican Restaurant, John. There's always seems to be like an interesting story on how a lot of these, you know, franchise opportunities start up.
Sure. It really started with my learning the Mexican concept down from a chain of steakhouses, believe it or not, I was working for in Connecticut back in the 70s and 80s.
Right.
And they had brought back a bunch of recipes from Colorado was probably at the time one of the best, you know, Colorado, Texas, Arizona,
mm-hmm.
California for Mexican. And even today there's, you know, heavy Mexican in Colorado. But anyhow, I learned, you know, a basic concept through the people down in Connecticut, helped them open a couple of Mexican restaurants,
right.
Which was, again, it was 1980. It was 30 years ago.
Okay.
So real basic stuff. So it started there, and then I realized I needed to get, I really needed to evolve Mexican food, like from Mexico, and then I started traveling to Mexico. That's where we developed our concept.
It's I was on the website maybe like a half hour before the show, John, and I have to admit it made me painfully hungry, you know, looking at the food, you know, I mean the guacamole and the salsa and everything like that. It was just, you know, and in this part of Pennsylvania, I mean, my wife and I frequently complain that we can never get real Mexican food, you know. So how did you think of that Margarita's Mexican concept then? I mean, how did it all occur to you?
It started with a basis of some sauces and some basic recipes.
Mm.
And then we're really the crossover from Mexico, the historical Mexican food, to what's going on in Mexico today,
right.
Flavors, experimentation. But the concept, after traveling to Mexico back in the 80s, I was like, man, I really wanted to bring Mexico back to people without having to get on an airplane.
Yeah,
and that was the basis of all the things we did, starting, you know, all of the changes we made to our concept and involvement of it. And it includes atmosphere, it includes the people, hospitality. It obviously includes, number one, the food. But, you know, the concept developed around the food atmosphere of dropping your bags at the front door, your baggage, coming in, and feeling like you're on vacation in Mexico.
Wow. And it sounds like that's what makes Margarita's Mexican Restaurant unique, John. Is there anything else that I guess, you know, stands out from you know, some of the other, I guess you could say, chains that are out there?
Yeah. Well, what stands out, although we have multi-units, you know, we have a lot of different restaurants, and because of the evolvement over the years, they're all different markets, different buildings, they're all... They're all really local restaurants. They just are owned and operated under the same parameters of, you know, for continuity and consistency and all that stuff. But what sets us apart is that we do serve real, you know, from other chains in general, is, you know, we do make homemade food. We're a large format restaurant. We're not, you know, we're 200 to 300, sometimes 350 or 400 seats. So we make real food.
Right.
In the chain industry, it's increasingly easy for chains to, you know, use sodium-infused foods, you know, microwaved foods, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we're not doing that. And consequently, the concept isn't the easiest concept to execute. But the product that you eat, it's really good.
It sounds delicious. Here's a trick question for you, John. What's your favorite when you go into the restaurants? Because I know you probably visit a lot of them, of course. You know, what do you look for, you know, or what do you have typically when you go into one?
I think we make the best wet enchiladas in the business.
Really?
Yep, they are. I've eaten them at places that charge $20 for enchiladas, and I've eaten at places that charge $1 for enchiladas between New York, D.C., Mexico, Arizona, California, and I'm telling you, we make, I think, the best wet enchiladas in the business.
That's fantastic.
We do other good stuff, too, you know, but when we do our enchiladas, they're
When I saw you guys, I think it was on Fox. I think it might have even been you, John, might have done the interview. It was you, okay. You know, I mean, just looking at the food, you know, on that particular clip, you know, it was just, you know, you could almost smell and taste the food, you know, as I was watching
that.
Thanks. Oh, my God, you know, it's. I said, I can't wait till you guys are, you know, in this particular area. I recently went to a franchise show with my wife, John. We went to the Jacob Javits Center, and, you know, she was surprised at all the different concepts there. But, you know, it seems like the typical question, you know, when someone comes up to a booth is, so what do you guys do? How do you typically handle the question, you know, when someone asks you?
What we do, let's say, what do you guys do? We operate... What do we do with it that makes us unique is that for the person that wants to own multi-units of restaurants that are real restaurants, that have real lounges, that have real energy, that aren't cookie cutter, because we're really a small, you know, we have 24 units.
Right.
We don't have 240 units. So for an operator, owner, franchisee that wants something more unique that fits their personality, that wants to feel really good, more than they're just operating a you know, 5,000 square foot box. You know, and some of these are multi-unit operators who have been exposed to other, you know, in the one case in Pennsylvania with our franchisee, he's had other kinds of franchises, and he still does, and he appreciates having a formula that works.
Right.
Okay, a formula that works, but that feels like a real restaurant.
I mean, that's interesting.
You know, yeah, because, I mean, we do, you know, we have a whole education outreach program. We have all of our, we have, you know, a big employee, and we have a culture, a culture that if they embrace it is really fun to work in. You know, if you're going to work, and it is a really fun concept to work in. I'm not saying it's not a lot of work.
Right.
Let her work in there, having a good time, and we're treating them really well.
And I think that's important too, John. Yeah, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, you know, because, you know, we have emphasized that on the show, you know, over the last 6 years, you know, is the culture, of course, is very important, you know, and I'm sure that's something that, you know, you bring to the table because, you know, of course, you're the founder of the company. What do you look for in the franchisees then? I mean, as far as like maybe characteristics or experience, you know, I guess it had to be a big decision for you, you know, to take on your first franchisee at some point, you know, and make sure that it was a match. So what do you typically look for today, you know, when you're choosing your franchisees?
You know, the characteristics, there's got to be a passion for the business, passion to follow the rules and make money. You know, there needs to be certain financial and responsibility kind of requirements. And, you know, they just have to fit because we're going to be, you know, you're going to be working with the person a long time. And we have a great franchisee in Pennsylvania. We really, you know, he and his partner are professional. They're fun. They're smart. You know, they appreciate people.
Right.
And, you know, so far, and it's been a couple of years, I mean, we really like these guys. They like us. And they're making some money. And they're smiling. I mean, they're sending out a lot of smiling guests. I mean, you know, tens of hundreds of thousands at this point, you know.
It's a fun business to be part of, isn't it? You know, especially, you know, when you have that culture and you're providing an experience, you know, sometimes I compare it to, like, you know, I said it would be much better to have this type of franchise, you know, than like a transmission franchise where you tell someone that they need a new transmission and, you know, you charge them $2,000, you know.
Right.
But the customers are never happy, you know. I mean, this sounds like a fun franchise, as you were talking about, of course, being a lot of work. Is there experience necessary? I mean, do you look for that too, John? Do you want them to have that restaurant background?
Yeah,
okay.
Because, you know, anything to do with having employees in today's world requires experience.
True.
No matter what kind of business it is, really.
That's true,
but it's just, you know, our restaurants are not low maintenance restaurants. You know, it's not You can't just plug people in and out of the formula.
Sure, sure.
People are what make it, which also makes it a challenge. But you know, the Colby Group that is our franchisee in Pennsylvania, they understand that. So that experience matters a lot.
Yeah. That's great. What is the training like? I mean, once you decide, you know, and it's a match, John, you say, you know, we like them, they like you. And how does it work? I mean, do they typically come out to New Hampshire after that or for training?
Well, we have a training restaurant in Massachusetts, a high-volume training restaurant, and they send their key people. It's on a low side of 8 weeks to a high side of 12 or 13 weeks. It's a big commitment. So they train in our facility under an organized training program.
Mm-hmm.
And then the training continues. You know, we have support for them months before they open and really every day after. So it's a big commitment.
That's great. How would you describe a typical day, if there is such a thing, John, for a Margarita's Mexican restaurant franchisee? And like from the moment, I guess, they go in and, you know, kind of like everything else in between till the end of the day.
Well, I think the life of the franchisee is pretty much the same as the life of any of our restaurants because they operate, you know, within certain parameters identically, you know.
Right.
The franchisee himself, he may... you know, Craig doesn't go and operate that restaurant every day. You know, he has management
right.
in there.
Right.
But for the management, you know, they come in, they get the place opened up, they get their prep people in, they make their prep lists. They, you know, everything's prepped fresh, you know, so every day is kind of a new beginning. There might be some things that are carried over from the previous day, but those are all, there's only certain items that are.
Right.
And they, you know, they set up their lines because everything is made to order. You know, and they fire the place up at 11 o'clock. And throughout the day, you know, they do lunch. And then, you know, our big meal is dinner in most of the restaurants.
Okay.
And our lounges. I mean, our lounges are, you know, really happening places in most of the towns we're in. We are, you know, a formidable, we are, you know, the place to go in a lot of places for fun, for meeting people and, you know, getting together with your family. So, it's a happening place. A lot of action.
That's great. What do you look for in a location, John?
Right.
I mean, I was like, as location, is it typical rules for like a restaurant? Of course, location, location, location. But I mean, what do you typically look for? You know, before you, you know, kind of say this is a good location for Margaritas.
Yeah, Margaritas is a destination location in most cases.
Yeah,
we need parking. We need a facility that we can renovate to, you know, to fit our lines. Our cooking lines are not simple, you know,
right.
they're kind
of right,
complicated.
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, it has to fit the mechanicals. And then we can adapt and decorate and make any place cool, I think, and funky. So that isn't the biggest piece. But location, you know, back in the 80s, we took a lot of C or B locations because that's what
right.
we could afford to get. Today we're able to get better locations. But in general, a destination location people, you know, in most cases, people aim to come to Margaritas. It's just not like, well, I'm at the mall and here's a place. You know,
right,
place
exactly.
Fine, you know. And you know all the restaurants I'm talking about. And I'm not
sure, sure.
bad. They're very convenient. They're
exactly.
Most franchise restaurants are for convenience.
Right.
I'm
right.
Say that some of them aren't good, but our restaurants, people more aim to go to a Margaritas versus like fall upon it.
That's fantastic. You being an entrepreneur,
too, you know, it's
true. You being an entrepreneur, John, you know, a lot of our listeners, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, most of them have it in their mind that they want to go into franchising. We find that a lot of them have difficulty. They don't know where to begin sometimes because it's just, it seems like there's just so much out there today, you know. So what would you say to them as an entrepreneur, you know, as far as like giving them advice on how and where to even begin their search?
Well, I think they have to first ask themselves how hard they really want to work. Mm-hmm. I mean,
true.
Certain concepts are easier than others.
That's true.
And there are certain concepts that are easy that can throw off a lot of income.
True.
Location, because of the vast vast numbers of sheer types of franchises and locations,
mm-hmm.
et cetera, that are out there. But they really have to ask themselves, you know, how hard they want to work, how much money they want to invest. If it's a complicated or, you know, a more complicated system versus a very simple, like we put out, somebody puts out
mm-hmm.
If all you cook is bread, let's just say, right?
Right? True.
And that's the sort of complication you're up for, well,
right.
That's going to be fairly easy to employ people.
True.
You're going to find people on that level. Now, if you want something a little more interesting,
right.
And you have a team, you know, I think the most important thing is who's the team behind you. And that will determine how complicated or how much of a fun concept you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's just yourself without much of a support group or a fun,
right.
energetic group behind you, you should temper it to what your personality is. That's a big one. You know, why fit around, you know, square peg in a round hole?
Sure.
So look at your own personality, look at your own finances, look at what your time commitment is and how your family is going to accept it, and see who are your support pillars around you.
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful response, John. We're going to have to put that in our Great Quotes in Franchising podcast. You know, I mean, I like how you mentioned that, you know, personality. You know, I mean, yes, it's true that there are simpler concepts out there, but, you know, would you get bored with that after a while? You know, so much you have to
right.
ask yourself, you know? So it
yeah.
is. It's a very interesting response. You know, I like that. So being that, you know, you're the founder and the CEO of the company, I can ask you, you know, what are the plans for the future for Margarita's Mexican Restaurant? You know, hey, that was the question, like, how big would you like to get? But, you know, maybe where do you see the company, you know, 3 to 5 years down the road?
Well, interestingly enough, I guess I partly answered one of my own questions, is that
mm-hmm.
how big does it want to get? I want to get the thing as big and as famous and as fun and as touching many people as my people want to bring it.
Right. Interesting.
That's pretty broad because I can't do it anymore. It's
That's
not
true.
One person. It's
right.
a living, breathing machine of people and places. So we're, you know, to be more specific, our main priority that we are completely committed to is to develop the Pennsylvania region that the Colby Group has taken and make them as successful as possible. Help them to be as successful as possible.
That's great. I'm glad you said that. My wife's going to be glad you said that too, John. Not to cut you off, but I know you're in Langhorne and Lansdale, you know, and we're hoping that you come a little closer to this part. We're in Easton, Williams Township, Pennsylvania, you know, right on the Delaware
okay.
River. And that usually happens a lot of times is once you have, you know, two or three units in a particular state, it kind of like mushrooms, you know.
Right.
So we can't wait for you to get here.
We've got Wilmington slated and Collegeville.
Okay.
Slated. So Wilmington, they're going to be on the river.
Getting closer.
Getting closer. Yeah, well,
Really
developing the, you know, down that region of the East, you know, through D.C. would be our goal, and they're looking at it as well. And as far as company restaurants go, we'll probably... It's already almost 2040. It'll probably be 2015 before we'd open any more new ones.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons is if the schedule for our franchisees comes through, I mean, just this year we opened, in the last 12 months, we've opened 2 restaurants. And, you know, we're not the kind of chain that can open 10, 15 restaurants a year at this
right,
point.
Right, at this
you
point,
know?
Right.
Yeah.
That's
so.
Interesting.
I'd love to see us have about 25 to 30 company restaurants and 30 to 40 franchise restaurants. I think that'd be a nice size that would be manageable and keep it fun and still be able to keep it real and real for Mexico.
That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information, John? Is there any particular websites that you'd like them to go to?
You know, we have our website, but we can pick up the telephone and...
you know, there's a number, you'd call one of our guys.
That's fantastic. You can give
that
number too.
It's not like we're accessible people. And it's people to people, you know.
That's fantastic. What's that number too? You can plug that too if you want to. I have the 603-430-8905. Is that correct?
Yep, and then dial 0 for the operator and ask to talk to Tom Radomski.
That's
he heads
fantastic.
Up all the franchise. He's been with me over 20 years. He's opened
wow.
restaurants, cooked them, washed dishes, franchised them. He's a you know he's
Not
gone
all.
Through all the certified franchise training that was necessary. And a real person, and he will be glad to talk with you.
That's great. Well, it was a pleasure to finally have you on the show, John. And, again, I'm anxiously and patiently waiting for you to come to this area. And I can't wait to, you know, try you guys out, you know. And I'd really like to invite you back next year as you continue to grow.
I'll keep you posted, amigo.
Thanks so much, John. You have a great day.
Thanks a lot, Marty.
Thank you. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Adios.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone. Another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews now over 6 years and 300 shows, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Nancy Bigley, who is the CEO of Bottle and Bottega. And one of the questions we frequently ask on the show is, what advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? And I thought Nancy's response was really quite brilliant. So here we go with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising.
That came up this week, and how do we need to move through that? So.
Fantastic. You've been involved in franchising, like you said, not to make you feel old, but you've been involved in franchising for a while now. What advice would you give to our listeners? We call them aspiring franchisepreneurs, Nancy. You know, most of our listeners, they want to buy a franchise, and I think a lot of them just don't know where to even begin because, you know, it's just so many concepts out there today, isn't there? It's just like, where do you start? What would you say to them?
Yeah, you're right. It's so overwhelming, I know, and even just me when I was looking at, you know, different concepts, and so I've been in their shoes, and it is overwhelming, and I think, you know, first and foremost, of course, like you know, the business needs to speak to you. I mean, I think you need to be passionate about it. The business model obviously has to work, so, I mean, just the baseline pieces there. I mean, the model's got to work. It's got to fit your revenue profile and, you know, just hours of operation and all those sorts of things that make sense, and But then I think, you know, it's all about, too, once you get past that initial piece and it's something that you're excited about, you know, then you want to really talk to your franchisor. Like, you have to have a connection with your franchisor. You have to, you know, you have to see the vision. You have to feel the passion. You have to feel like it's somebody that you could be a partner with for, you know, minimum of 10 years. And is this somebody
right.
that I want a relationship with? And, you know, what are their franchisees saying? And, you know, are all the things that I'm hearing in discovery, you know, really what those franchisees are still feeling when they get out into the market? And do you connect with the franchisees? Because, you know, again, the thing that I love so much about franchising is it's such an amazing community. So I feel such a huge responsibility to bring together the right people, because you're building a community of franchisees and a family. And, you know, I love that we have all of these amazing backgrounds and, you know, smart people out there that, you know, look, there's a lot of great ideas out there, and not every one of us is, you know, I don't have every
right.
single answer, and my business partner, so we leverage all of these amazing people. So I think, you know, be passionate about whatever the business is, and really feel like you see that same vision, and you connect with your franchisor, and they're going to give you the support that you need to move forward.
I had a feeling you'd have a detailed response to that question, by the way.
Shocker, right?
Which is fantastic. We have these great quotes in franchising podcast that we do. It's like, you know, advice to, you know, like 5-minute clips, and I think we're going to put that one in there. I think it's thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again next week with another edition of Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.